You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Let's call it Day 2 Tuesday. What do you say, Fancy Brian? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm back in the saddle, as it were.
Yeah, get in that saddle. Get comfy, big guy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, great to see you. Great to see you on the airwaves. And Evan, here in Madison, at the Devil Radio World Headquarters, lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. You know, it's like salt. We're going lighter on the screenings this year.
Well, you know, it hurts your heart sometimes.
You can tell we're doing that because CJ keeps getting through. So anyways, you're all welcome, lightly screened.
What's all this free speech talk I hear gets limited? Come on.
It doesn't get limited on these airwaves, except by, you know, my little clicker button. When I get sick of them, I click them off eventually, but usually not right away. Often give too much attention to them. But Fancy Brian, let's talk about KBJ. Is it too early to give her a moniker? Is it too early to call her K-Bone?
I think K-Bone's a little too far. Let's let her work into it. But KBJ, I can deal with KBJ.
Day two of the nomination hearings in the Senate Judiciary Committee for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Hopefully she will soon be Joe Biden's addition to the U.S. Supreme Court. And day two, I'm going to describe it, you know, sort of like a Star Wars movie. Part two is the victimhood of the right. Oh, it's been a sad day for those snowflake bitches over there on the right, man. I can hardly take it. It is a little too much. And, you know I'm dying to give them a mouthful. Lead there, but, you know, I think we should be respectful to the nominee. I think we're more likely to start with the nominee. And maybe an hour or two, we'll come back with some, you know, some elbows. We're going to let them fly. Also, did you hear the DC trucker convoy turned into something of a super spreader event?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's shocking. Those that would be anti-masker, anti-vaccine, and drive out to DC to jam up the traffic just to stick it to the American people. You know, we're doing it for you, sort of, kind of. So you don't have to wear masks or get vaccinated. But apparently COVID spreading, shocker. Shocker, I tell you.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that when you marry your family, you're going to have weak chins. But I don't know. Who keep it in the family? I don't know. That's really what happened.
We're going to stay out of the incestuous pool, at least for now. At least for now. Maybe we'll get to Grothman later. But we do have a fine U.S. senatorial candidate coming on the show. He is Tom Nelson from the great state of Wisconsin.
He's
and
a kind man.
Don't know if you've noticed, but Tom Nelson's putting some messaging right here on Devil Radio. We appreciate that. So he is, I guess, technically a sponsor on this fine station. But beyond that, he sort of mirrors the thoughts of Harvey K, our fine guest yesterday. You missed him. Harvey came in studio. Dr. Harvey K.
Really?
An economic bill of rights. Yeah, brought Mrs. Harvey K down as well. She hung out in the back in the in the green room, if you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
The band shelter back there where the Max Inc. boys rock out on the weekends. Anyways, Tom Nelson coming around today. And, you know, we're going to talk about topics like an economic bill of rights, much like Harvey proposed or at least talked about yesterday. Tom Nelson, 3:30 Central Time. And sort of in that whole snowflake bitch thing. Lindsey Graham. Did you hear his whole thing? I know the right has been, lock her up, lock her up. That's what they say. But Lindsey Graham today in this hearing, A, he got very miffed. You know, I mean, he was clutching pearls all over the place. Glenn's not a happy camper.
That never happens.
We'll talk about that later in the snowflake meltdown section. But he takes this attitude that the Gitmo prisoners, well, we should lock them up forever. But they haven't, in many cases, actually been convicted of any crimes. But they're dangerous human beings, so they should be locked up forever. And I'm just thinking, at some point we're going to talk about, you know, who amongst us is irredeemable?
Yeah, because if you don't believe in redemption, then we're all screwed.
Well, you ain't getting to heaven, right? I mean, I think there's some Christianity mixed in there, at least for some of these yoo-haws. But anyways, that's what the show has for you. And of course, Dom joining us in the happy hour.
Speaking of redemption.
Yeah, the prodigal Dom returns at 5. But let's get into it. Let's jump to the sound. Ketanji Brown Jackson, she's currently, a federal appellate court judge. She has been nominated for the U.S. Supreme Court by Joe Biden. I'd like to hear from her before I hear the multitude of whining and bitching and moaning from the right. Oh, she might, you know, legislator. I don't know. Legislator is probably the wrong word. She's going to be a judicial activist of the critical race theory sort. You just know it. Or at least that's the theatrics they're playing up on the Hill today.
How?
We'll get there. We'll get there. That's hour two. We're at hour one. So let's start with the nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Let's hear it. The children's voices. Cut 10.
It is important to me to make sure that the children's perspective, the children's voices are represented in my sentencings.
Now, a question put before her, and it's been a big issue. Is she soft on child porn? Is she soft on child porn? This is the attack of the right, or at least one of the multitude of fronts she's fighting on today. So when she's talking about the children's voices, she's talking about the victimized children, just for the record. Another big issue, court packing. You for court packing? Justice nominee, KBJ. Here is her response. Court packing, cut 11.
It is a policy question for Congress, and I am particularly mindful of not speaking to policy issues because I am so committed to staying in my lane of the system.
Staying in her lane.
Court. So the court packingest court packer that has ever packed any courts was previously just in office, and they're having problems with court packing.
Well, of course, court packing would be the expansion of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, that's court packing.
Like, she has the power to do that, you know, as a nominee.
Or what were her thoughts on it? Again, you're a judge. Come on.
Well, she claims she's just out here in America doing the work, cut 12.
I am doing the work and have done the work for the past 10 years that judges do to rule impartially and to stay within the boundaries of our proper judicial role.
I haven't heard her once reference loving beer or shedding a tear. Not yet. Maybe it's coming, but not yet. Maybe after the righties start claiming victimhood later. More from the justice nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. She claims she's impartial. Cut 13.
I'm impartial. I don't think that anyone can look at my record and say that it is pointing in one direction or another, that it is supporting one viewpoint or another.
She also says that we need a functioning society. Well, that'd be an quaint notion, let's just say. Cut 15, please.
As a judge, I care deeply about the rule of law. And I know that in order for us to have a functioning society, we have to have people being held accountable for committing crimes.
How about her neutrality? You know, it's going to be questioned quite a bit. You know, all these preconceived notions of critical race theory stuffed in her ears. Neutrality, cut 16, please.
When I get a case, I ensure that I am proceeding from a position of neutrality.
I don't think the right will believe her. More Fancy Brian needs your help, of course. Ketanji Brown Jackson, cut 17. No preconceived notions.
I am clearing my mind of any preconceived notions about how the case might come out. I'm setting aside any personal views. It's very important that judges rule without fear or favor.
More from the nominee, cut 18, please. She claims she's not soft on crime. 18.
As a mother and a judge who has had to deal with these cases, I was thinking that nothing could be further from the truth.
Also, she has leveled significant sentences, as is her job at times. Cut 19, please.
These people are looking at 20, 30, 40 years of supervision. They can't use their computers in a normal way for decades. I am imposing all of those constraints because I understand how significant, how damaging, how horrible this crime is.
KBJ also says that she supports the police. One more here, cut 20.
I know what it's like to have loved ones who go off to protect and to serve.
Well, so far, no tears, no beers. Pretty rational so far. So it's mostly just the right losing their minds. And they're losing them. Oh, yes. They're losing them. This edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, we're calling it the Victimhood of the Right. And oh, they are playing the snowflake role. Oh, those poor, poor righties in that Kavanaugh. How he gets out of bed every morning and utilizes those Nationals tickets that somebody paid for him. I'm not sure how he does it, Fancy Brian. And 30 more years on the court, you know, I don't know how he gets up each and every day. Because, you know, the left punished him so.
What about Squee?
Well, you know, he's still drinking beers with Squee. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tom Nelson, along soon. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2729.
No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
Sometimes I had too many beers.